something that it will end this realization that the cosmos, the existence, the world, the universe, everything that people are questioning and even doubting the meaning and purpose and reality of. Why do we exist? Why does the world exist? Well, then the answer appears so clearly there. But it's really just an incredible game of love. Things happening, people going this way, that way, sometimes they're in dark places and where there is no love or the opposite. And this whole cosmology there in the Bhagavatam, for instance, it's about that. It's not about places and spaces. It's about going down into the dark regions, controlled by greed and fear and lust and hate and all that, and going up to the higher modes of goodness, where, yes, you become unselfish and you live in love. And that whole Kundalini thing of raising upwards towards higher realms and levels and lokas and chakras is about that. The return to living in love. Satchitananda and so on. So we can show it like a that the whole thing there with all these people and the relationships and the intrigues and the conspiracies and conflicts and the love and the friendship and the, that all of this is just us tumbling around on this stage this earthly existence. And then other stages too. And the path of bhakti is so nice because it is so natural. And it's so simple because really love is simple. Materialistic, speculative philosophers may sit and write piles of books and with long sentences of complicated theories. Priests may indulge in elaborate sacrifices. But you know, the wives of the brahmanas, when they heard that Krishna and Balaram was hungry, immediately just wanted to help because they had love. Simple. Real love.